The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk a little bit about Traitors, right? And a specific episode of Traitors, because it has been applauded for its use of the Irish language in a particular challenge. So take a little listen.
One last thing. And we'll go again, yeah? And we'll end in a leafa.
Sure.
Ta!
I'm an Irish primary school teacher. I'm sure.
End in the ella.
Ta.
Agustus, tal gwelgo gotsu.
Cwpla ffocl.
Cwpla ffocl.
Diogon i'n.
On a fa, okay. You will need the gwelga and the gwelgoers among ye to translate the words because they will be os gwelga.
No pressure.
I think I've got the power, so what do
you? You have 30 minutes and your time starts now. Rustic.
This mission isn't suited to me, like Irish language. I wouldn't be so strong at, so I'll just go like the clappers, get as many symbols as I can.
It's like looking for my golf ball.
You have to vary, guys.
Here's one.
I'm actually useless. It's not my style of mission. I went off and got the boards for the Irish-speaking group.
I'm going to try my best. I've got my little Beagán in Gaeilge.
This is a witch. It's a Cailleach. So it begins with C. So this is the letter C.
Four to the left. Yeah, so that was the challenge. It went completely off the rails. Anyway, listen, we might talk about how it did in a moment, because Louise Cantillon is with me, Today FM presenter. Louise, I know you're a big fan, and I know you were on the after show as well with Kevin McGahern on RTE. But when you were watching this particular episode, this challenge, the Cúpla Focal, what caught a capping to?
Oh, welcome, Mila Magath, Kieran. Tom Goffalesh, do you know what, from start to finish, I have loved the Traitors UK. I love Claudia Winkleman as a presenter. I was like, what will Ireland do? Ivara Hayne, they got Siobhan McSweeney. So come on. I mean, 11 out of 10. She is from Coolay, the Gaeltacht. Do you know Gwil Siobhan Leafa?
No, not until I was watching it. And when I heard her asking, you know, I'm a Gaeilge again then here. I'm laying in a Leafa. The way she said it, I was like, oh no, she is absolutely Leafa.
Yeah, totally. She is. Her dad is a big man in the Coolay Gaeltacht. And she, I think, has really leaned into the Irishness of it all, as she should and as we should. You know, I think that it's fabulous that Ireland is putting their twist on it. It's in a historic location like Slane Castle. It's beautiful grounds. And, you know, that Ohm challenge in episode 2, I thought it was really great. And, like, now, I would argue that our players didn't use as much Gaeilge as they could
have. Let's... I know we're here to talk about the Irish aspect of it, but we have to talk about how badly they managed that.
Oh,
that's what actually annoyed me watching it. They should have sent... Sorry, I'm just going to say it. They should have sent 18 of them off looking in the woods, or however many there are. Yeah. And they should have just kept two. They could have kept your nine. Is it Niall, or who's the Gaeilge, or the teacher, the Moontor?
Right. Sure, he's gone now.
But they should have kept him there, and they should have had one person at the board, and the two of them on their own without any interference would have just worked out what each of the things were. It just broke down. It was utter chaos. I was so frustrated.
It's that main character energy, isn't it? Everyone wants to get there.
I know.
Like,
no, that's a D.
Yeah.
That's a D.
D for dope.
that was brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
But I think that's, you know, like, they're still figuring things out, and that's what we love to do. There's so many characters at the minute that we don't quite know anyone really well yet, but there are a few, aren't they, that are standing out.
There.
What do you think of the Limerick crowd?
I am... Pawdy.
Andrew.
Sorry, there was a great moment. And because Pawdy and Daddy don't sound that different, it's like Daddy Pawdy.
Just make us away with it.
Yeah. Sorry, I just think it's so funny because when Siobhan McSweeney was on with us at the start of the week before last week on this show, like I said that to her, like, is that going to be hard? Because everyone in Ireland's related to each other, or we all know each other. Someone has shifted someone, and they'd be like, oh, were you in the Gaeltacht in like transition year? And she said nothing, but obviously she knew, we have a father and a son on the show.
I know. Now, the more I think about Paul and Andrew, right, they met on the first scene in the second episode, right? They're together. They're the first to go into the breakfast room.
Yeah.
I think producers gave them an opportunity to form an alliance and they missed it.
Yeah.
Why did they not team up and say, right, Dad, you're a traitor. I'm a faithful. We'll tag team this and sure, one, two, skip a few. We'll have it won.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they missed that trick. So now they're lying to each other and I don't ever think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. I wonder what you think. What impressed me as well about the OM challenge is rather how it was framed, that there wasn't the usual condescension with the language. There was no kind of lecture about its importance or any of this. It was just like, no, this is a thing and we're going to do it and off you go.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, it exists, just get on with it.
As it should be. Like, I think, look, the day of it being a tokenistic thing is gone. Why does it need to be tokenistic? It's our constitutional language. You're talking to all of these presidential hopefuls. Listen, there's enough to be said. It is in our constitution that it is our first language. Why is it a big surprise that we're using it? It's not. It's great. Let's just celebrate it and use it. Incorporate it into more of the challenges. People have it and they want to use it and it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to find out as well what other countries... You've got people who are fans of Traders watch all of the franchises, all the different versions of it. So I'm fascinated to hear what other countries are going to make of the uniquely Irish aspects of it. Yeah. I wonder what they will think.
Like, I don't think you could think anything negative. Like, it's great. It's lovely. It's an insight into, you know, had you never known what Ohm is, isn't it a lovely way to learn about it?
It is, actually. And I didn't know you read Ohm from the bottom up.
There you go.
Yeah, I always thought it was
I've
the other way.
My wrist. Can you read that now, Kieran?
Well, no.
D for dope.
D for dope is right. Brilliant. What does it say?
This actually says on top. So that's okay. Another thing. I guess Ohm should be written off Gaelge as well. But anyway. Yeah. There you go.
Would you like to see more language in the series as they go along? There is little bits going in. Someone talked about their Lee Roddy the other day.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, I don't think it needs to be flagged and highlighted all the time as, oh, there was a Gaelge moment in episode 4. I think, do you know, the Aenil Gaelge and Gaelge Usaid, let it be used as naturally and as beautifully as she is.
Who's your favourite for the series?
Paddy, lads.
I think so.
Look. Do Shane O'Brien, who plays with the Limerick Hurlers.
Yeah.
It's his granddad.
No way.
I swear to God. There is like the 1 or 2 degrees of separation. That's the
problem in Ireland. Yeah, it is. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's actually related to everyone. Anyway, Louise, thanks a million. Louise Cantillon of Today FM. Julian the Spawn is with me as well. Ord Rooney with Conor and the Gaelge. Before I speak to Julian, though, Henry McKean has been out and about asking people about Traitors, about the fourth episode upcoming this Sunday, and about this Irish challenge in particular. Take a little listen.
I think it's brilliant. I normally would not watch reality TV and people interviewing people or whatever. This is very good.
So you're loving the Traitors?
Yes.
The Irish Traitors?
Yes. I've never watched the English one or any other one.
But you're really enjoying it?
Yes.
Everyone's basically tearing each other apart.
Well,
they've started
quite.
Anyway.
Some of them are a bit nice and some of them are whatever. And just the reactions. The
you
reactions
love that.
Between them are good. And the castle is brilliant.
You're loving Slane Castle.
I love the round table.
And the wolfhounds from the Irish wolfhound experience. You like them?
Yeah, but they were there just at the very beginning. I haven't seen them since, but they were nice, yeah. And Siobhan, whatever her name is
Siobhan McSweeney.
Siobhan McSweeney is brilliant.
The fact that one of the episodes, the challenge was in Irish, could you keep up with it?
I had a reasonable Irish, but sometimes you couldn't hear what they were saying. But they were getting some of it wrong or whatever. Yeah, it was lovely. And the old camp was brilliant.
Henry, she's a teacher. So if she can't get all the Irish...
There's no hope.
There's no hope for any of us, yeah.
I never watched it in the UK version. So yeah, it's a big... I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah, more than I thought I would.
So you were hooked yet?
I think I'll watch it again next Sunday.
And can you relate to the people in it? Are you like that?
Not really.
You're not as conniving?
Yeah. Some of them now are quite cute. You know, as in cute tours, as we'd say it in Cork. I don't know about committing to 3 nights a week.
And the Irish language being used in it, and there was that challenge in Irish. Could you keep up?
Did I understand it? God, no. But it was good to watch it, and good that they had Niall there to sort it out for them.
What did you think of the Traitors?
I thought it was really good.
You enjoyed it?
Yes.
And did you understand when they were trying to do that challenge in Irish? Could you get it? And how was your Irish?
Poor.
A tiny bit.
Beagán Aon.
Well, listen, those were the views of people on the street speaking to our own. Henry McKean, Julian the Spawn, Ord Rooney, Conan na Gaelge on show. Julian, cuirass tá tú?
Cumhach Éireann, cuirass tá tú, hein?
Yeah, ar aus, cuirass capan tú fuin Traitors.
Sprála mé, tá sé go spragúil agus go difrúil agus, you know, sin am go seán bár fad, fair play dub.
What do you think of this episode in particular and the challenge as Gaelge?
I thought it was great. It was one of those things where you see that the Irish language is just part of what they're doing. It's nothing strange, nothing that shouldn't be used, you know. And I think it was done in Siobhan especially seemed very natural the way she was using the language. Very natural when she was...
Yeah, I didn't know. I kind of sensed it, given the ease with which she spoke it, but it was Louise made the point that she's lethal. Like she grew up speaking the language, so she's well able for it.
Yeah, that was it. Even when she was like coaxing the players to do different things, she was able to shout it out in Irish, no problem to her at all.
Yeah.
So that, and that's what we'd like to see in the future, that it's not really coming up as a question. It's just something naturally that they incorporate into programmes in Ireland, because as you say, for most people, having a love of the language, would love to hear it more, would love to use it more. And even see some of the participants when she was shouting things out or when they were doing the different translations, people were picking up on it. So again, when people say, you know, I've Bjorgon Gwege, you'd be amazed actually the amount of Irish they have. It's just they've never had maybe the opportunity to use the language.
Yeah, and I know I made this point to Louise a moment ago, but I'd kind of repeat myself. What I liked about it as well, it didn't come with any of the condescension or any of the silo. Here's now we're kind of going into this kind of Irish zone and we're going to talk about the language. And
yeah,
there was none of that. It was presented as a totally natural thing. This is a perfectly normal thing for us to do as part of a challenge. And let's just get on with it.
Yeah. And nobody gave out at the end of it saying that.
Yeah,
that
exactly. There was no big kind of national kind of hand-wringing about what does this tell us about kind of the language and where it's at and everything like that. It was just, again, people just kind of enjoyed the challenge for what it was.
Yeah, I think that it sort of goes to where we're at the moment. I think we're in a moment when it comes to the Irish language. When you think about the traders, it's fantastic to see it used there naturally. You know, the kneecap phenomenon that's happening at the moment, the pop-up Gaeltachts, the Colleen Kuhn, all these different things that are out there that, you know, especially young people, especially have no hang-ups of them from the past. Irish language societies and colleges are some of the biggest societies in third level. You know, people just are enjoying the language, like using it. I think as we became smaller as a world, you know, between travel and internet, people are looking at what helps to identify them as Irish. And I'm not saying you have to have Irish, but I'm saying a lot of people now see Irish as part of that identity, and they want to see it, use it all the more.
I guess one of the drawbacks of anything that's fashionable is that fashion comes and goes and it changes. And what I would ask you then is how do you take advantage of this moment so that if the tide does go out a little bit, it doesn't quite go out as far as it has before?
You're dead right. And this is something that we'd say that the government are really not capitalising on this at the moment. There's a huge interest in the language at the moment. We only have to look to Wales to see if we want to see how we should be doing things better. For example, in our schools, we've been saying that we should be linking the way we teach Irish to the CFR, which is basically a skills-based system of how you learn a language. And so a student could actually excel in speaking the language and maybe not be so good in the written language. And that's not a bad thing. You know, communication is probably the most important thing we do anyway. And you wouldn't have to leave any students behind as well. So all those students coming in from other countries who are coming into our education system, at the moment we're saying to them, look, Irish isn't for you. It's not going to be part of you. We want you to fully integrate, but we're not going to give you the language. Well, if we had this CFR system, we'd actually be able to cater for them as well. So the other things that the government are doing or not doing is that, you know, at the moment, maybe you don't want to go into statistics, but only 0.1% of overall government expenditure goes to Ryan Gaeltachta, which to our mind doesn't show ambition, doesn't show that we actually want to do something with the language to provide people the opportunity to use it, learn it properly, and to do that in a strategic going back to Wales again, by 2050 they want to have 1 million Welsh speakers. We don't have targets like that, you know, here. Or we did have in 2010, we talked about 250,000 daily Irish language speakers. We're still only around about the 80,000. So that, you know, if you don't invest, if you don't make that commitment, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. I know lots of people I follow on kind of social media who are advocates of the language or are advocates of different things, but they just happen to speak the language, and it's part and parcel of their identity. Have been putting up pictures of themselves with red tape over their mouths with Ciarta written on it to do with rights. Yeah. And you've handed me this leaflet. You've got kind of levels of protest coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a protest going on the 20th of September, and it's Fáilte Gachtain a Bheiling. Basically, we're trying to get that point across to the government that they have to show ambition, they have to invest in the language, they have to look after the Gaeltacht communities. The chances of young people from the Gaeltacht being able to live in their communities is non-existent at the moment. We know we have a housing crisis, but if we don't provide for those and we don't have people living in the Gaeltacht, well, obviously, then we're going to lose one of the most richest sources of the language that's there for thousands of years. Mm. Other things are when it comes to the funding of the language, but education and also rights. You know, a lot of people have been coming from the 6 counties as well who've been pushing language rights over the last number of years. We want to ensure that they achieve those and that they can able to use Irish, you know, in public and also in with the government bodies.
Yeah, well, listen, it's happening on the 20th of September, and actually we've got a special report on this show next week about that housing issue in the Gaeltacht, and as Julian says, Gachtain a Fáilte at the protest. So the 20th of September of this year. Julian Despon, Ard Rooney, Conor na Gaeilge. Before Julian, we spoke to Louise Cancellan, Today FM presenter.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.